Hello and thank you for tuning into Chattercast, produced by Walnut Hills Chatterbox. I'm Omar Marabit here with Desmond Gale, and this is episode number 3 of Press Box. Today we'll be talking about Desmond and how his sports career is going at Walnut. So how are you doing today, Des?
Doing good.
All right. So what is your name and how do you spell it?
Desmond Gale. Desmond is spelled D-E-Z-M-O-N-D, and Gale is spelled G-A-Y-L-E.
All right. What grade are you in?
I'm a freshman.
All right. And then what sports do you play at Walnut?
Football and wrestling.
All right. So we're going to dive into the wrestling portion first. So just give me an overview of how wrestling works, because I don't really know.
So wrestling in high school, there's 3 2-minute periods. It's like 10 seconds in between each period. And to win is either you outscored your opponent, called a major. A tech fall was you beat him by 15 or more points. A pin is when you have their shoulder blades pinned to the mat. And a forfeit if they get hurt and they use up all their blood time.
How do you score points when you're wrestling?
How you score points? A takedown is when you are neutral. That means when you're on your feet and begin a wrestling match and you take them down. That's 2 points. Back point is when you get them on their back and you get their shoulders at a 45-degree angle, and the ref will count to 5. If it hits 3, it's 2 points. If he counts to 5 and greater, you get – no, I said it wrong. 5 or greater is – no, yeah, I'm right. It's 3 points. And a reversal is when you're on bottom, you switch to top. It's 2 points. An escape is when you're on bottom and you stand back up. That's 1.
Okay, so like you do every specific move you do, you earn points through that way.
Yeah.
Is it for the point system? Is it you get points as an individual, or is it like do you get points for like all the team of Walnut, or are you just out there as an individual wrestling?
It depends on the tournament. If it's a regular tournament, yes, it's both. But okay. The team points is different. The team points is determined how you win the match. If you pin the opponent, you get 6 points for your team. If you tech fall the opponent, you get 5 points. If you major them, you get 3. If you beat them by one or beat them more by 1 to 2 points, that's 1 point for your team.
So how long have you been wrestling for?
9 years.
9 years. You're 15, so you've been wrestling since first grade?
Mm-hmm.
So that means, what, you've been wrestling 3 years at Walnut?
Yep. No, not so, 3 years at Walnut. I've been wrestling for 2 years at Walnut.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I forgot you wasn't here in the 7th grade.
Yeah.
So with COVID this year, how has wrestling been different from prior years?
During the wrestling match as a whole, it's not really – it hasn't really changed a lot. The major difference for me is – before the match, since wrestling, they big on being a good sport. You're supposed to shake their hand before the match starts. But now you're not supposed to do that. But most refs will, it'd be a pause in between he say you two are ready. And he allows us to either fist bump or shake hands. But throughout the whole match, is not really any difference. It's only they force you to wear a mask throughout the whole entire tournament. And that's really it.
But when you're wrestling, you don't got to wear one?
You don't gotta wear one. They say that the only time you should not have a mask on is while you're stepping on the mat. As soon as you step off, you're supposed to throw a mask on.
Yes, I see that. That could be hard because you gotta worry about your mask being up and it just be hard to breathe and you're already out of breath.
Yeah.
I see like that. So is it like for practices, the practice schedule has still been the same? It's just you gotta wear a mask and be more safe now?
Yeah, really it. That's really it.
Okay, so how and why did you start to wrestle?
Okay, this is a weird story. Okay, when I was in elementary school, they was handing out flyers for the Princeton wrestling team. So I used to go to Woodlawn in elementary school. And when I seen wrestling, I thought it was WWE style. I thought it was WWE.
And I was
confused at the first practice. I'm like, where's the ring? It's just mats everywhere. And I wish I seen the second flyer they sent out and like in like 3 weeks later, where they show the little the little wrestling image of people, two people wrestling, and I was like, if I knew that, I wanted to wrestle. But now I got invested into it, so I started wrestling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's ultimately a good decision. Like, I know what you mean, because when I was younger, I used to watch like John Cena, The Rock, all of them wrestlers. Like, you and your friend or you and your brother, you would like wrestle each other. And I watched the WWE like a couple months ago, and I can't believe I thought that was real.
Oh my God. I thought it was too. I thought I was gonna jump from the top turnbuckle and land on somebody. You know what I mean? That's what I thought.
You thought you were about to be doing some flips and some extra stuff.
Yeah.
So, we know you're a very accomplished wrestler. So, what is your favorite honor or award that you've won?
My favorite honor? Oh, that's a hard one.
Which one that made you, like, the most proud? Like, you're like, oh, wow, I could have a career in this later in life.
Okay. The one that really kickstarted me to wrestle and take it more serious was when I won OAC Novice State. When I went against, I had to wrestle up an older kid, and I was still little. I was like 6 at the time. He was 8, and I beat him, and I beat him, and I won the novice tournament. But I think my favorite was when I won the Ohio Way State tournament in 2016. It's because the dude I went against was like a racist, and he was a jerk throughout the whole tournament. He walked around like he ran the place for real. Like, no one liked him. People who went 0-2 in the tournament and got been knocked out the tournament stayed because they knew me and Dude was gonna be in the finals. He ended up being my easiest match. I pinned him in like 10 seconds.
That I feel like that's like taking down an enemy, and like you didn't even do nothing, because I know when you're on the field and like you don't be talking that much. Right. So you just took them out, like you just let your game go to part. And for the people at home who don't know all of Desmond's awards, he's a 5-time All-American, an OAC Divisional State Champion 2 times, OH Way State Champion. He ranked 4th this year in conference, and he was a OH State. He placed 2nd.
It's Ohio Way. It's called Ohio Way. That's how they spell it.
My fault.
Ohio Way State Champion and Ohio Way State Placer. I placed there twice, and I won it once.
And mind, this kid is only a freshman, so he's still got 3 years of high school wrestling. So obviously, I'm hoping you can go as far as you can. But so, what was hardest tournament you've gone to?
The hardest tournament?
Like the one that you're like, wow, I might not win this one.
Oh, okay. The hardest one was the first national tournament I've been to, tournament champions. That was the hardest one, because I cut a whole bunch of weight. I cut it like 60 pounds to, not 60, not, that's over. I cut to 140. And I think I was 160. I cut like 20 pounds in 2 weeks to make weight for the tournament. And since they only give you a day, in between, so you weigh in on Friday, you wrestle on Saturday. And I was still feeling the effects of the weight cuts. I was drained. If you seen how I looked then, I was drained. And I walked out of there and placed. When you All-American, means you place international tournament. I walked out with 6. So I still ended up placing in the big tournament, but like I couldn't do as good as I wanted to, because I cut a whole bunch of weight to make that weight class.
Yeah, you know what I mean? that was hard. 2018.
That was 2019. That was what year was that? Was that, I think that was either 15. I believe it was. I think that was 2015 tournament. That tournament champions. I can't remember. I've been to 4 of them. I can't remember what year that was. I can't remember what year exactly that was.
Yeah, because I know I've seen people who wrestle, like the stuff they have to do for weight. Mm-hmm. Like y'all be eating ice water. Like that's your cereal. Wrap around your stomach.
Yeah, when people say the struggle food, they don't understand the struggle food for wrestling, because it's different. People say how struggle food, stuff like that, is different if you wrestle. There've been days where all I eat was ice. I used to come to school and only eat a bag. I used to go to school and get ice from the ice machine and eat it. You know what I mean? Or I'm stuck eating graham crackers, only a bottle of water for lunch. I did it last year for wrestling. I just only that ate was graham crackers and drunk water because I had to maintain my weight. You know what I mean? Even though I was heavyweight last year, I still had to maintain my weight and I still wanted to drop. Because before COVID hit, it was hoping tournaments I was planning to do after the season was over, and I was going to wrestle at 220.
So yeah, I could just imagine you pulling up, you open up your lunchbox, and it's just a bag of ice. It's just
right, just ice. Yeah, it'll just be water and ice. It'll fill you up. It'll last you a day, but it's like people don't understand how hard weight cutting is.
If you're like 0.1 pounds over, you can't wrestle, right?
Right. That happened to me before. I was 0.1 over the weight limit and I couldn't wrestle in the tournament.
That you should at least get 0.5, I feel like. I mean, that's not much.
After Christmas, it's a two-weight allowance, so it's easier if you just don't pig out during Christmas and Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's easier. But like before then, before Christmas and Thanksgiving, you won't get the 2 pound bump up. So you have to be under that weight or be that weight dead on and exactly.
Yes, I already know you're about to go crazy on Thanksgiving. All right. So back on track. So currently, what are you ranked as?
Currently ranked? I'm not really ranked. It's different in high school because I still got to go through seniors and sophomores and stuff like that. So it's different than when I was in grade school and middle school. It was different, but do what you got to do for real.
All right. So then, who are some wrestlers that you look up to that like, inspire you to keep going?
Wrestlers that I look up to? I normally look up to Kyle Snyder. He was a big, fast, quick heavyweight when he wrestled for Ohio State. When I was little, I always looked up to Jordan Burroughs because he was the first big main wrestler that I knew didn't do WWE. Because I didn't think about doing his wrestling because I only seen adults doing it. So I thought it was WWE because I still see kids do it up through YouTube. But it was mainly Jordan Burroughs and Kyle Snyder growing up. I still look up to Kyle Snyder for real.
Mm-hmm. And what's that thing that like it keeps you going in wrestling? Like why are you still compassionate for it? Why do you still like wrestling?
Really, for wrestling for me, it's the desire to win and put someone on their back. That's really what it is. My football mentality has fused into my wrestling mentality, and I just want to put someone on their back and win the match. It's literally the desire to win.
That's a great combination when you play these two sports. I forget who, but last year's NFL draft, there's like a D tackle, and like they asked him a similar question I just asked you. He said, honestly, my favorite part is I'm able to like hurt someone. I can throw somebody on their back. I can like hit somebody, and I won't go to jail for it.
Like, yeah, for wrestling, you wrestle a whole bunch of jerks, and especially heavyweight, because there's rules that you can bend in wrestling that you can seriously hurt someone with it. And if you see me during my matches, I'm really calm and composed, but I still have the intent to hurt you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you see a whole bunch of hotheads and junk during wrestling. Like my second match this year, I wrestled a senior, I believe I forget where. And during the whole match, he was choking me. Like there's a certain way you can choke someone during a wrestling match in neutral. And the ref warned him, but he can't really do nothing about it. You know what I mean? The ref can't call it because it's legal. But
it's
the ref
warned him about it. It's just a dirty play?
Yeah, it's just being dirty.
It's like a blindside block, or when you're playing on the street, playing basketball, you like hit the leg, or like it's a dirty play.
Mm-hmm. Wrestling is super dirty, but you just got to learn not to be a hothead and lose your composure during it.
Yeah, because you play the two sports that require the most grit, the most grind. So we went over most of your wrestling career. Now let's head over to the one I like. Let's get over to football. So how long have you been playing football?
I've been playing football for 9 years, the same.
Same, started in first. I wish I could have started. You know, when I was younger, I was a lot bigger than I am now. So I my first year was actually in seventh grade, but like obviously like I've loved the game since I was eight, and I've just played flag football. So that means you played here. So 2 years at Walnut, you played here 2 years at Walnut. Mm-hmm. So how is Walnut? I mean, how does football elevated throughout the years? Like how has it became different for you?
For me, when I was little, I wasn't really as invested in football as I was in wrestling, but I like football more because I can hit people. But when I got older and older going through Little League, there was more and more people from the crowds that I didn't know came up to me, talking to me, and I just realized that I need to learn more about football, understand more about football. And it was just a quick turn for me, real. It was like a switch, and I had to adapt real quick about football and actually how to do it. Cause I was just using brute strength through fourth grade. I was just using like brute strength and just doing what I was doing. I was just out there for real. You know what I mean? Throwing people around, getting the tackle. But when we went out of town, it was this old guy that came up to me and he started talking to me about I just can't use brute strength, and I just took that to heart. And I just adapt how I play.
Because I know when you're younger, it's like, set because we're bigger, so we're obviously stronger. That stuff's not going to cut it in the next level. Right. You know, because like in baseball, you know, I was stronger than everybody, so I would hit farther. But now, like people lifting weights, like different pitches are being thrown. So like I got to use my strength to advantage. I need to stay in that weight room. You know, it's not going to be just fastballs every time that you can hit far. And like the way I would hit is I would just hit them like super high and far, but now that's not gonna work. Now people can catch those balls. And like same thing for like football. Like people think because we play line, people think you just have to be big. Like no, that takes a lot of technique, a lot of skill, and a lot of strength. Because you can be big, but like you can't be strong. And if you're big and you don't got big, and you're big and strong, but you don't got like good feet footwork, then there's like no reason for you to be out there.
Slow feet don't eat. Slow feet don't eat.
So how and why did you start playing football?
I just wanted to. My dad asked, you want to play football? And I said, yeah. It was really it. It was different from wrestling, because wrestling, I thought it was WWE. I knew what football was. I understood what it took to play football. I just wanted to.
What positions do you play in football? Because I know you play multiple, and like, which one do you think that you excel at the most?
I played O-line and D-line when I was in grade school. I played a little bit of tight end. And one time I played linebacker, but that was a mistake. But I play best at D-tackle. Like, I love in the trenches on the D-line. I love playing D-tackle.
And I can confirm that. You're definitely the best at D-tackle. I know you wanted to get some reps at D-N, but that's a little too unfair.
Yeah.
And why? What's that thing that's keeping you going for playing football?
Same thing with wrestling. I want to put someone in the dirt.
Yeah, is this one you can like lower your shoulder. You can put someone. It's a lot different from hitting someone in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Before I ask you this question, I'm just gonna take a guess, okay? Because I think I might know this answer. So, what athlete do you look up to and inspire to be on and off the field for football? Is it Reggie White?
On and off the field.
How about on one for on and then one off? Okay, I've seen you at study tables. You watch Reggie White's film all the time.
Reggie White. Yeah, I love watching Reggie White. On the field. Yeah, it's normally Reggie White. And I started watching more Aaron Donald. I knew how good he was. I knew how quick his hands, how quick and twitchy he was. My play style growing up, my old coach got me hooked to Reggie White, and I just love watching Reggie White play and learning how he do things.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the best to ever do it. Now, who would you say off the field you inspire to be most? Like, rest in peace, Reggie White, though.
Yeah, off the field? That's a hard one, because I don't really know. I want to be my own way off the field, for real. It's just different. I hold myself to a different standard now, and I hold myself to how different people act and react, for real, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So, what What would you say is your overall goal for your athletic career, whether it's football or wrestling?
Make D1, really go D1. Football, go pro. But for wrestling, I definitely want to go D1. 100% want to go D1.
You got the mechanics to do it. I mean, you're probably gonna have the size to do it. You just stay in that weight room and keep going, man. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's really
Man.
it.
ChatterCast is brought to you by Wanna Hills Chatterbox. Check out our website, WHHSCbox.com, for more work by our student journalists. Thank you, Desmond, for joining us, and you for listening. And stay tuned for more episodes of Press Box.